it's Lisa Stanley with What Goes On Around Here, your resident rent-a-yenta. And today we have the best show ever. We have Alison Dubois, the medium. Stay tuned. Hi, everyone. Welcome to Rent-A-Yenta, What Goes On Around Here. I'm your resident yenta. At least today I am. I'm Lisa Stanley, and guess what? You can find me at Lisa K. Earth on Twitter and Lisa Stanley 30, my age, on Instagram. And whatever you want this show to be, it will be. One thing's for sure, there's always a conflict and a resolution. And if you think about it, what in this world hasn't been made better without conflict? I mean, no Whitney without Bobby. Well, then no Whitney because of Bobby. Oh, let me try that again. Oh, man, that Cardi B, that is hard to do. She can make some money moves. I don't have any money moves, but I do know how to make money move out of my wallet. That is not a problem. And I'm really excited about today's show. It's not just a really special human. It's a friend of mine. So full disclosure. And I adore her and love her. And I'm so happy she's going to be with us in just a few minutes. And what's really cool about her, her name is Alison Dubois. Some of you probably, oh, I know Alison. But what's really cool about her is that she talks to the dead. Now, what's really cool about me, what we have in common, I talk to the dead too. The only difference, they don't talk back to me, but they do to her. And she is able to really do a lot with this gift that she has. I mean, let me just tell you a little bit about Alison, and then we'll let Alison tell you about Alison, because I would like to brag a little bit. Before I knew her, many years ago, Alison was the creator or consultant, if you will, and an executive producer of a very big hit NBC TV show called The Medium, starring Patricia Arquette as, funny thing, her name was Alison Dubois. And pretty much this was a show about Alison, her life, her family. In this show, I think what attracted me so much was the fact that she used this gift and talent to help the FBI and to profile and to solve murders and to help people and parents and families who have lost their loved ones who really couldn't find where they were maybe or just needed to know what happened. She was able to provide that in real life, hence what we saw on the television screen. So that was my introduction to Alison Dubois. And after seeing that show and loving that show, it was on for a few years, seven years. I think it was on for about 7 years. And after that, coincidentally, many years later, I met Alison through some very dear friends of mine who she is very dear friends with. And since then, I'd like to say that Alison is one of my dear friends, and I am one of hers. So without further ado, Alison Dubois.
Thank you. That was quite an introduction.
Well, it's really how I feel.
Thank you. I love you, too.
And so what I really want you to do is I want you to tell us, start in the beginning, and tell people what it is you're capable of doing and when's the first time that you knew that you were capable of doing it.
Well, I can talk to the dead. I've been doing that since I was six. I was 6 years old. It was the first funeral I went to that triggered it for me.
So what happened? The guy in the coffin or the gal in the coffin got up and had a conversation?
It was my great-grandfather.
And
he had died of intestinal cancer. And my mom cried a lot because they were really close. And, you know, little kids don't really understand what death is. I remember looking at him in the casket and thinking he was taking a nap and that when he woke up, he'd feel better because that's what you do in kindergarten and first grade. I went home and my mom tucked me in and I looked at the foot of my bed after she had left, and he looked at me and he had no lines on his face. There was no pain. He looked perfect. I don't know how else to say. He said, "Tell your mom I'm not in pain anymore and I'm still with her." And so I got out of bed and I knocked on her door and I said, "Mom, great grandpa's in my room and he wants me to tell you that he's not in pain anymore and he's still with you. And she told me to go back to bed.
So she just didn't even think anything of it.
I don't know if it was the trauma of his funeral that she couldn't deal with it or she just couldn't deal with it. So it was the 70s at the time. So maybe they didn't know what to do with kids like me. You know, we were fictionalized in Disney shows and such, and people didn't really understand what being
a medium
is.
Well, they called you witches.
Well, they did.
They called you witches.
You know, in the beginning when I was doing this, because you get all the, you know, trolls coming out of the woodwork, any famous person or it goes through this, you would know that public figures always get scrutinized. And I just remember them coming out and saying, you know, you're Satan. And I was like, is that really smart to say? Because let's consider if I am. What could I do to you? So why would you even say that to me
Snap.
If you believe that, right?
That
why would they
stupid.
Say that? So, you know, I had to learn when Medium happened, I wasn't looking for a show. I know that half of everybody's out there trying to get their own show.
How did that happen?
I was on a pilot where Kelsey Grammer was the executive producer. That's how I met Kelsey. And I was being studied in a laboratory by scientists.
By the way, just so everyone knows, Kelsey Grammer was one of the executive producers of The Medium, the TV show.
Right.
Okay,
I believe he's the reason it happened. And in this show, they took like 120 people of the ethereal, like astrologers, mediums, tarot, what have you, and we competed against each other, basically. And I just went, because I wore suits. I was interning in homicide. I carried an attaché case. I got a degree in political science and history. You know, I wasn't really the typical medium. And I went to see if there were other ones like me. And when I got there, there were a lot of people that I couldn't relate to, really. And so we competed, and what ended up happening is I made the top five. So they called it the Oracles. We were the Oracles, and read the studio audience, basically. And it was a really interesting experience. Like, I'm really glad that I did it. It never aired, but it was a pilot that was shot.
And you did meet Kelsey, and
I did.
From that...
Yes. And I also became friends with Charles Shaughnessy because he was hosting it. So that's when I met him.
So from that, you got some friends and a TV show.
Right.
So did Kelsey come to you after he saw what you were capable of doing?
He and I stayed in touch after the show, and he wrote a blurb for my first book, you know, for on the cover.
Plug your book.
Oh, geez, so long ago. Don't Kiss Them Goodbye was my first one. We Are Their Heaven was my second. Secrets of the Monarch was my third. Talk to Me is my fourth. And Into the Dark's my fifth. And I'm currently writing my sixth.
Hold on. I'm going to pick up all those books from the floor she just dropped. What? How did I not know you're doing sixth book now?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Well, then suffice it to say, the first five probably sold well.
I'm a New York Times bestselling author, so yeah. Yeah, I did
are.
Pretty well. sold a lot of books. But then I was swimming with my kids one day and my phone rang and it was Kelsey's assistant. And she said, Kelsey wants to make a television show based on your life. And I was just like, why? I mean, like, I was like...
Well, you're married. She has a fantastic husband named
do.
Joe, which, by the way, was the same character of the husband in The Medium, Joe. And she has...
Three.
Well, how many children do you have? I keep getting confused with all of them because they have the greatest names ever. There's Fallon.
Aurora.
There's Aurora.
And Sophia.
And Sophia.
So they're beautiful girls and very smart and proud of all of them.
And by the way, a great depiction of the family on the TV show, yes?
It was very well cast, especially the middle daughter played by Maria Lark. That was the favorite, I would have to say the favorite character to most people who watched.
Yes.
Because she was kind of snarky.
Yes.
And that's how Fallon is.
Yes.
And they ended up becoming best friends for a long time, actually. They were really, really, really close. We still stay in touch with her. Joe was really well cast by Jake Weber, and he really is a rocket scientist. He's brilliant, and I'm lucky to have him.
You're not kidding.
I'm very aware.
Not that you're lucky to have him, but how brilliant he
right?
is.
Right, he's brilliant.
Yes. Handsome.
He's currently making a lunar probe to launch to the moon, so he's pretty excited.
Oh, geez, I do
about
that on Wednesdays, please.
he's pretty excited
on.
About that. So
he's the best.
That's really how Medium happened, and I was in my very early 30s at the time. I was very overwhelmed by the amount of press and the questions that I was being asked, and I didn't even know how to answer some of them because I didn't engage with other mediums. I kind of did my own thing. I didn't read books on it. I learned on my own. I had my own style. So they would ask me about other mediums or other people of the ethereal. And I'm like, I don't know what you're talking about.
Right. You were in your world.
I'm like, I've been studying, getting a degree and raising three little girls. So I didn't really have time for the hobby on the side. But I also interned in homicide.
That's what I want to talk about.
To be a prosecuting attorney.
This to me is the most fascinating part of what your gift allows you to do.
Well, thank you.
So can you just tell a story of a family that you've helped, that you've brought closure to?
Well, I mean, I've worked cases since I was, well, let's say almost 20 years. So whether I'm telling them when they're going to find the remains or I'm telling them the name of the person who did it.
Chills.
You know, sometimes being able to tell them when they're going to find the body is solace, because not all parents get to bury their child. And that's really tragic and sad. I mean, aside from the crime itself, it's just it's unimaginable. And so, you know, Jackie Hartman was one of the cases I worked. She was Gilbert. This was on a talk show, so I'm saying it because it was very public record. At the time, she'd been missing 2 weeks. She had gone to bed, and she had snuck out to meet a guy. She was 19, and they hadn't heard from her in 2 weeks. And so at the time when I did the write-up, and they had the family in the audience, and, you know, her actual family, their religion was not real cool with what I did, but her aunt was. So, you know,
right.
That's who was in the audience. And I described the area where they'd find her body, and I said they're going to find her body in 2 weeks. And so every skeptic on the planet sitting around salivating, like marking their calendar for that day to come.
Right, just to be able to say, see, she's a phony baloney.
And 13 and a half days later, her remains were discovered. Actually, Nancy Grace had narrowed it to more like to the hour of that one. And so she was pretty impressed with that. But yeah, so they were able to bury Jackie, and the parents were notified that she had been found, and she was found in an area that I described. And I said it was a date rape gone wrong. He blamed her because he thought that if she hadn't struggled and made him kill her, things would have been fine. That's how he justified it in his head. And the police department later came out and let me know that everything I had said was exactly what they believed happened to her, and now they have the guy in custody.
Isn't that amazing?
I don't know how much time. He probably got a life sentence. It's Arizona. I would have hoped for more
Sheriff
of a death
Joe.
Penalty for that crime. But, you know, she was found by a hibachi. I kept seeing, like, a little barbecue in the area of where she was at, and it was kind of and that she was rolled down the hill right off of, like, a highway or a main, like, road. And basically, he'd driven off on a dirt path where they have the little parks where you have the hibachi,
yes,
and you can grill.
Yes.
And he'd rolled her down the hill. So that's where they had found her. So
when all this stuff is going through your mind and it's repeating itself, because that's how you're able to really get the visual. What goes on for you emotionally, physically? Are there physical things that happen to you?
For me, I try and stay detached, otherwise I'm no good working a case, and I think that's the mistake a lot of psychics make. They get emotionally pulled in and they make it about themselves. I try and keep it about the victim, so I look at the victim through very clear eyes with no, you know.
Not your soul isn't involved.
Right. I mean, they can connect with me and talk to me, but I'm trying to go through the head of the killer.
Right.
I engage with them, like head tap them. I profile them.
It's the best.
I love it.
If I didn't do this job, I would be a profiler.
A lot of companies hire me for that, actually, to get into the head of the person from the other company that they may merge with to see if
And you're still doing that, correct?
I've been booked solid for years.
Right.
So
and not only that, you go on world tours, you lecture, you teach.
I've filmed Japanese documentaries where I've read Japanese that don't speak English, but I have an interpreter. I mean, I've tried it all. I'm pretty happy with my life. I've had more than my fair share of good days.
Well, that leads me to this. One of your days about 7 or 8 years ago might not have been a good day. It was actually probably an evening, if I'm not mistaken. And through Kelsey Grammer, who you met and who you did the television show The Medium with, you also met at the time Kelsey's wife, Camille, mm-hmm. who you did become close with, yes?
We were friends.
Friends. At that time, she invited you to go to a dinner party, which, in fact, I think the dinner party was in honor of you being, right? Wasn't it?
Well, it was, she, when I was approached to do the show, it was.
Right, it was on The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills.
Right.
Is where I'm getting to, but go ahead.
Kelsey had asked me to come on because Kyle was bullying Camille. And he wanted somebody there to have her back, and he had to be out of town. That's what I was told.
Ah.
So I was there.
I never knew why you ended up at that dinner party.
Well, because I've never done an interview about the dinner, so that would be why. That's why I was there to begin with, is because there's Mean Girl there that he didn't want beating up on his wife.
Well, let's fast forward. How many years ago was this?
It'll be 8 years that the dinner was. Is it this month? It's either this month or June.
Well, they're finishing up season 7 or 8. I don't know what season they're in. And they have a reunion show, as you know. And this just out of the blue, I happen to be watching it. And I happen to hear this.
The world needs to know if you've consulted Alison Dubois to ask if Dorit will close her mouth.
I have no contact with Allison, unfortunately.
You don't, after, since season
unfortunately,
one.
Unfortunately, or fortunately.
She stopped speaking to you after season one.
Oh, she was pissed.
You save your stories and you...
Now you just lost all credibility.
All right.
All credibility.
I didn't give a with you.
Oh, that's very profound.
I can tell you when she will die and what will happen to her family. I love that about me.
Why was she pissed at you? I mean,
because she thought that I set her up.
How could you set her up?
Yeah.
But she didn't take responsibility for her own actions.
I know, but if she was a sidekick, she should have seen it coming.
Okay, before you say anything, I have a few things to say. Number one, I'm calling bullshit on Lisa Vanderpump. That's not how it works, girlfriend, okay? And until the day you're able to profile a killer's brain and solve a crime and find a loved one, shut up, okay? That's what I want to say to Lisa Vanderpump. Now, besides that, I want to say one other thing. That's part of the reason I love you, that you know all of that stuff. So, in my opinion, you really got thrown under the bus. I did watch that episode way back when. You were thrown under the bus, and I loved how you defended yourself. You were there, as you just said, to defend Camille, and ended up having to defend yourself.
Right.
Which was crazy. So now, a response to this crazy.
First,
which, by the way, people, she's never done before. She's never talked about this before. And this is something she's doing for us.
That's right. So, first of all, let me clear up the whole Camille saying that, you know, I was pissed because I thought she set me up. First of all, she did set me up. Anybody that watched it saw the video where they interviewed her before the night ever happened, and she started segueing into the drinking and mentioning, oh, my friend, you know, can be a little rough or something, you know, so you might expect that. And it's so when you see, when I saw that part, I'm like, she totally set me up. So then aside from that, to Lisa Vanderpump about being psychic, one thing that psychics are blind to is their friends and their family, which is why we can't read ourselves. And I thought she would have known that living in LA, but I guess not. I thought you guys knew all about psychics here. But anyways, so with Camille, what she and I were still texting back and forth for
after that
for a good year. The reason I stopped talking to her is loyalty is very important to me. They took a picture in Vegas vaping, like mocking me. And we're putting it out on, like, Instagram.
Right. Let's tell people who didn't see the episode. Allison likes to have her little vape cigarette.
Which everybody has now.
Well, the whole world. But she but by the way, you were hip. You had it way before
it was cool.
I was
the OG of vape.
You were the OG. And so at this particular party, Allison had the vape, this beautiful, long, elegant. You remember that? You had that beautiful,
Let me clear up why I had it. I had quit smoking.
Right.
So for my health and for my family. And so I knew I was going into a stressful situation. So what do you do when you're under pressure? Well, adults tend to knock some back and do a little stress drinking and smoking. But I didn't want to smoke, so I brought my vape, and I didn't care what they thought. I was staying until they left because I didn't want to leave and then have them attack Camille.
Right.
because that's what happens when one's taken out of the mix. So I waited. I stated. It was a four-hour dinner. Who wants to sit at a table with people attacking for 4 hours? It was hostile. It was mean-spirited. You know, prediction-wise, with Kyle, I meant what I said about her relationship. I stand by that.
Say, tell what you said.
That her husband will never emotionally fulfill her, but that she'll stay with him and he'll take care of her. And
right.
That's true. And I was just being
honest. And
you
thought that there would be some cheating involved.
There have been stories, too, that have come out in certain, you know,
yes.
Perez Hilton stories
yes.
that were fascinatingly colorful.
Yes.
So, yeah.
Well,
and as well as other stories. So I don't care what happens with her marriage, quite frankly. I mean, that's her business. It's her life. The more that she screams that she's happy, the more that it seems not legitimate. Because you don't have to defend your relationship when you're truly connected. You know, you don't have to feel insecure. So I feel like she's spent many years trying to counter it to show people how happy she is.
I totally agree with you. 1,000% between the fancy purses and all, I agree with you. Well, this is so fascinating to me because honestly, you and I have never discussed this even in our friendship. So this is very fascinating. But I think what's going to be more fascinating is if we take a couple calls. Do you mind?
I don't mind.
Okay, we're gonna get those calls and we'll be right back. Hey, Wendy, I don't know about you, but I'm feeling good today. I'm all pepped up because I had a good night's sleep.
No way.
Yeah.
I haven't had one of those in years. What is that like?
Well, I'll tell you what it's like. It's called Boll & Branch. You just need one set of those Boll & Branch sheets, and you will have the best sleep ever. By the way.
Thread count.
Who cares? They're the fantastic. And by the way, the White House uses them. That's what they sleep on in the White House. So if it's good enough for that, it's good enough for me. You ought to get them. Okay, we are back with my fantastic guest, Allison Dubois, who is kind enough to take some phone calls. And we have our first caller on the line, Crystal.
Yes, hi.
Hi, Crystal. Meet Allison.
Hi, Crystal.
Hi, Allison. How are you?
Now, hold on. Before she even says that, I want to preface something and tell you this about Allison.
Okay.
Allison's going to tell you what she feels, what she sees, and she doesn't hold back. So don't ask a question that you don't want the answer to.
Okay.
Can I give you an example, Crystal?
Yes. Sure.
At one of my events, and so I say this when I open my events up now, and I say, don't ask me if you should get a divorce if your husband's with you. Because a woman actually did that while I was there, or a mother-in-law. I'm like, they're going to tell on you. But she didn't really want to hear that her marriage was going to fail. Who knew?
Right, no. So. No. I won't be asking any of that kind of questions. No, I'm not going to ask any health questions or anything about like my lasting marriage.
Good for you.
I'll stay within the fun zone.
All right.
Yeah. How about that?
So what's on your mind? Like, what's something that you're wondering about going on in your life at this point?
Well, I feel a little bit conflicted about, like, where my future's heading. The first part of my life, I was a stay-at-home mom. I kind of put my career aside, and now the kids are all adults, and I am struggling with just kind of going in what direction I should go in, whether I should lay my hat down somewhere and just get a job, or should I continue to do just more volunteer stuff? But I definitely want to make an imprint in some way because I have time and I have the energy, but I'm not sure which way to go.
Let me ask you this. Is your husband independently wealthy where you can just do charity work? Because that'd be great.
My husband is not, but he's been able to maintain our household. He lives in another state, so he does travel back and forth. And we have been able to, like support me being home with the kids because he's not home. He wasn't home during their childhood. A lot of the time, it was really hard for me to maintain any work.
Right.
So we had to kind of make sacrifices financially, not own property, things like that, which we just started. You know, we didn't have any property, so that helped us be able to afford me being home.
You know, interestingly enough, you're under the sun sign of Taurus. The motto for Taurus is I have. They're about, you know, their stuff. They are home buddies. They like to be in the home. But what they're really good at is either flipping houses or home decorating. They're just very good at making real estate move. So I don't know if that's something you've ever thought of, maybe going more in that direction. You're a strong woman that needs to be in control of her own money. So although I'd like to say, yeah, just do charity work, which you'd be great at raising money, Taurus enjoys much more playing with their own golden coin. It's time for you to move in a business direction. Real estate would make a lot of sense for you. Taurus also rules music, so a lot of people in the music industry tend to be Taurus aspected. But is there something that you feel passionate about that you would want to move in a different direction?
I don't feel passionate. The only thing I felt passionate about is when I became a mom. It was like the most fun thing. It was the thing I thought I did the best at. And I know that sounds, and I'm very diehard feminist person, but it just was the thing that I wanted to do, and it was my choice.
Well, you know, if that's what emotionally fulfills you, though, then you've already ticked off that box. So that's good. So
yeah.
Now let's make some money. So it doesn't have to be personal. If you went into real estate or whatever direction you were to move in, contracts, you'd be good at anything that deals with money, but particularly real estate. I don't know if you could picture yourself doing that, but you'd be naturally good at it, and you can make large sums all at once here and there, and that would make you happy.
Okay, look, I have to interrupt because I happen to know Crystal. She happens to be a friend of mine. No, I'm good. Full disclosure here because Allison is saying something that you don't even understand what she's saying because you're so in this. But exactly what you just did with your husband, you built a home in Hawaii and you built it for tenants to also be able to live on the property. And you were just talking about, you were just talking about maybe getting out of Hawaii completely and having just that house to lease. And that is exactly what I think Allison is trying to say.
Thank you.
Yeah, could be.
You would be you'd be really good at remodeling houses, even if you just put them up for Airbnb, like for the income that way. That's still real estate. So you don't have to be the realtor that puts a sign in the yard, but you could remodel, refurbish homes is what Taurus is good at, you know, making it look comfortable and utilizing. And they make good sense of the space in each home and it has flow. And so that's just something you'd naturally be good at. So you could do really well with that. And then when you're tired of tenants, just flip the house, just sell the house.
Yeah, I've never done that before as far as like my own. I have a very small savings myself. So it's like I don't really have, like, I did think about purchasing something on my own in California.
Yep.
Without my husband. But then there was ideas. I did work for a real estate agent at some point and I was his assistant. So I did a lot of property management and things like that.
So hello.
So what's the question?
The bell is ringing. The bell is ringing. All right, listen, Crystal, we have about a minute left. Do you have another quick question? And that's it.
Is there anything you see as far as, you know, my husband has a business in Hawaii, how long that's going to last? If is what direction that might be going in?
Here's, and I say this with all kinds of warnings ahead of time. His business isn't going to end in Hawaii anytime soon, but you're going to get tired of it. You don't belong in Hawaii. It's why you feel like you're being dragged down every day. You need to come back to California, buy houses and flip them and be happy again. You miss your friends. You miss California, and it's a place that you would just do well. You like to be by water, but you don't like to be completely surrounded by it. It makes you feel like you're drowning and you need to get off the island.
That happened last time.
She came home. Yeah, she didn't want to go back. She came home. Well, I think Allison knows who you are better than I do.
Well, thank you, Allison.
My pleasure, Crystal. Hopefully I'll meet you someday in California.
Yes, that would be great. Okay, Lisa.
Thanks, Crystal. Love you. Oh, wow. You know what I think happens? Because, I mean, you have not read me because, like you said, it's hard for you to be able to read your friends. But other medium psychics have read me. Mm-hmm. And sometimes it goes, you know, through what you do. And then you get home, you're like, wait a second.
Right.
So that's what I think was happening for her because you were nailing everything exactly.
And in her mind, she already knows this about herself. So she's like, yeah, but what else? And it's like, no, you're not seeing. You've got to pull it all together and put it into action.
Right. You got to execute. Execute the deal.
Right.
All right, we've got Joe on the line. Joe?
Hello.
Hi, Joe. Meet Allison.
Hi. How you doing?
I'm okay. How are you doing, Allison?
I'm doing pretty good. I'm sitting here with Lisa, I mean, so I can't complain. She's a lot of fun. So can I get the month and day you were born? I don't need the year, just the month and the day.
Sure. January 22nd.
Ah, I'm January 24th, so I'm not. I'm Aquarius knuckling you up right now.
And your name is the same as her husband.
That's true.
And oh, great.
Yeah. So obviously I'm going to be kind to you.
Just thank you for that.
You're welcome. So what's going on in your life? What area of life do you want to talk about?
My career side of life, I guess.
Career.
I'm searching right now, and I'm wondering how long the search is going to be and if I'm going to find exactly what I'm looking for or if I am maybe, like, looking in the wrong areas.
Okay. Well, let's start with your energy. You're an Aquarius, and they're always ahead of their time, so they get really frustrated because they'll come up with a good idea or a vision of direction that they want to go in, and other people won't see it, and then that show will come out on television, and they're like, that was my idea. And everyone's like, oh, yeah, you did mention something, you know, and it's just so frustrating. But Aquarius also doesn't like to be like anyone else. You need to be your own person. So they usually have unusual jobs or gravitate to unusual jobs. So what field are you drawn to?
Puppetry.
There you go.
Yeah.
You're a true Aquarian.
Yeah, definitely.
So have you are you going to have like a stage show of it, or are you going to like record it and like release it on YouTube and try and get your own like special?
Actually. I'm a live performer as well as I do video editing out of necessity. Like, I kind of have always worn all the hats in any production I've done, just because there's no budget, so, you know, I just have to know how to do everything.
Well, maybe one of Lisa's listeners will reach out and make you an offer or give you a break, you know? It could happen.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Well, stay with puppetry. You have to have an unusual job or you'd get pent up and angry and, you know, like, you wouldn't be in IT or anything like that. That's not where you belong. You're exactly doing what you're supposed to be doing. I want you to keep in mind a lot of great people that came before you that people just thought were out of their minds for doing what they did because it was so unique and it wasn't understood by mainstream doesn't mean the public wouldn't love it. So you stay true to your passion and get your video clips out on YouTube first.
Great idea.
Well, I know this from, you know, I'm also a businesswoman.
Right. Hello, Z.
So anybody, you know, YouTube is a good way for you to get your face and your image out there. And for people, a lot of producers do skim through the internet looking for something different. And you would be that something different. So don't give up on it. In numerology, 2018, if you add up all the numbers, this is they total two. It's a 2 year. So it's a year of rebuilding. So everybody's rebuilding the foundation, either career-wise or relationship-wise. They're building on a project. So that's what you need to do this year. Get your video content up. Don't give up. But I do have a feeling that I need to say something to you. When it comes to friends or people that want to date you saying they can introduce you to the right person, that's not how you're going to make it. That's not going to be how you become successful. And be very careful with people that you let in your inner circle, the people that you trust, because I kind of feel like you have a blind spot for people you trust. And so it's more important that you keep it business and don't make your career personal overlapping in any way. So in other words, you need an agent that specializes in people of entertainment.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and but I feel like if you do the YouTube clips and you go that route and you've got your own website up, which is something you can do yourself, you already have all the tools. You just got to get it out there, and you need somebody whose brain you could pick, you know, of what they think of the content. But you can put those pieces out there. You see how many people respond to it. That's your answer right there. If you're not getting a good response, take it down, redo it, put it back up, see what the response is. It's like a litmus test in the public, and until you find your winning combo, and then that's what you go and pitch with.
Totally.
Got
it? Okay. Good job. Joe, I think you're on the road to some puppetry.
You're going to do well.
I hope so.
You're going to do well. Don't give up on it. I know it's something that when people ask what you do and you tell them, they're like, they have that like look on their face like, what? But stick with it. You know, it's at least you don't scare people when you tell them that what you do. You make people happy.
Unless it's penis puppetry, and then there's a problem. I'm sorry.
That's definitely not the kind of puppetry I'm engaged in.
Lisa's been lonely lately. That was some wishful thinking.
Oh, I'm sorry, Joe. That was my external voice. All right. Thank you so much for calling.
Thanks, Joe.
Yeah, no problem.
Good luck.
Oh, that was great. I mean, perfect. He's a puppeteer. Hey, he could go on America's Got Talent and show it off. He really could, right?
Nothing could be more Aquarian, though. And Aquarius also rules, like, the internet and computers, so his success will probably be found online.
Perfect. All right, we got another caller. Kathy is on the line with us. Kathy, say hello to Allison.
Hi,
Kathy. Say hi to Allison Dubois.
Hi, Allison.
Hi, Kathy.
Over the phone. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you. And you?
Good. I'm so excited to talk to you.
Well, I can't wait to hear what you want to know.
Okay. Should I ask questions?
With life questions, it's usually relationship, career, your children, your parents, your health, your own abilities, like anything affecting your life right now. So what's up in your life?
Okay, well, I'm in the midst of interviewing for a particular job. I'm knee-deep in the interview process where I met several people affiliated with this company, and I'm about to hear whether or not I've gotten the job. So I want to know what my chances are.
Okay, I need a buzzword like real estate or law or medical.
Sure, production, TV production.
TV production. Okay. So I'm just going to write some impressions connected to that, and then I'll share it with you. So just talk to Lisa for like a few seconds if you could.
Okay. You know, Kathy, I will say this, Kath. A lot of people, they know Allison, but they don't really know Allison. And a couple of you are very lucky today to have gotten to call and speak to her. We had two callers before you, and both of them, she nailed it. Hashtag nailed it.
Well, I do know how special this is because I've known of Allison for a very long time. She's so well known. Her work is well known. And it's a privilege to have this opportunity to talk to her. So thank you so much.
Well, thanks for doing me a solid. That was nice to hear.
No, it's all true.
So you're a Capricorn, and Capricorn rules money. So your focus in life, even though you are about what you love doing, you need structure always, which would make you great at TV production. You just have to be able to move with the changes that need to be made last minute due to weather or whatever you're dealing with. But you also need to make your money and have the financial stability to feel okay every day. Some people can fly by the seat of their pants. Capricorn can't. And here's something you need to know about yourself too. Capricorns usually expect a worst case scenario every time, and usually the outcome's not as bad as what they thought it was going to be. So don't let yourself get all your anxiety twisted up thinking, you know, what if this doesn't happen? Because that's self-inflicted. And the energy that we're born with, we're being challenged throughout our life to learn about our shortcomings and our fears and to counter them. So that would be one of the aspects of Capricorn you want to work to counter so that you can enjoy more of your days. And if something doesn't work out, be like, well, the next one will be great, I'm sure. You know, just roll with that. But I do get a call back on the job interview that you're talking about. My sense is that they were impressed with you. Also, though, the people that you're talking to feel very, I don't know, smug or dismissive. So no offense to smug and dismissive people, but so I don't know if that is a good fit for you there. But what did occur to me was oxygen. Have you?
Oh, that's ironic.
Have you thought that's of interviewing with oxygen?
I mean, a short story is I interviewed with Oxygen like 4 months ago, and I did not get that job, and that was the job I ideally wanted, so that did not happen for me.
Okay, I get
it. So is that coming back?
I get it coming back into play for you, so I would reach out or hang out at the bar where the women hang out at that work there and strike up a convo, because I don't feel like that door's closed for you.
Okay, that's interesting. All right, that's good to know. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Well, okay. I must say, this has been the best time. Kathy, thank you for your call.
Okay, sure, not a problem.
This has been the best time ever. I mean, honestly, 45 minutes have flown by, and I think we've yented it up enough. We've picked your brain enough, and I don't know what to say other than what goes on around here. I mean, you nailed every single call. You knew exactly what was happening. And why am I surprised? I don't know. I shouldn't be. I know her. I know this is who she is. In the meantime, where can people follow you, find you? Where?
AllisonDubois.com is my website. Medium Allison on Instagram. My assistant covers my Twitter pretty well, so that you
What's
can
your
find
Twitter
me
handle?
There.
You don't even know your Twitter handle.
No.
Wait a second.
And then I have a Facebook fan page that you could follow my astrological predictions as well as updates.
Okay, your Twitter is also at Medium Allison.
You know, I never got into Twitter because it seemed like of all the social media outlets, it's the one where people have too much of a voice. And when you give people too much of a voice that shouldn't have power, I avoid
it. Twitter thugs with keyboard courage.
There you go.
They're somewhere in their mom's basement doing that.
With their hand down their pants,
oh,
for sure.
Yeah, what goes on around here? All right, thank you, everyone. Talk to you next week.